Good morning. It is Sunday, December the 8th, and this is Ask the Mayor. I'm Chris Duffy, joined as always by Mayor Patrick Taylor. And Mayor Taylor, yesterday was a fantastic town tradition, the Old Mountain Christmas Parade. Certainly much better weather this year than last year, where appropriate attire was a wetsuit.
That is the truth, and it was really great that we had good weather, and it's always a high point in this season of the year for us to have that wonderful Christmas parade. So it was wonderful to be in it, and I hope everyone enjoyed the festivities.
Mr. Mayor, you were on the road again this week, not too far away, though, down to Franklin for a workshop on municipal government, and I hear you had someone riding shotgun with you this time.
Well, the person was actually driving.
That was you were riding shotgun.
I was riding shotgun. That was Mark Haim, our incoming commissioner, attended this workshop, and the workshops are really intended to kind of be an orientation for incoming elected officials. It was held in Franklin by the North Carolina School of Government, which is a part of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I do these workshops from time to time because, you know, I need to refresh my knowledge of how municipal government should work, and I always learn something myself. So it was a good day-long session, and it's put on by not only the North Carolina School of Government, but we had people from the League of Municipalities who were there participating in the program also. And I want to say one thing. I get a lot of questions about, well, do you have people that you can consult with and get information about current issues? For example, the short-term rental issue right now. I've told people, yes, we've been in contact with the North Carolina School of Government. We've been reading all of the opinions and documents that they have produced on this issue. And as a member of that program, as a municipality, the North Carolina School of Government allows us to call up and talk to their staff anytime we have a question or concern. And we've done that on that issue. And I might add, the dean of the school, Mike Smith, was there just to give us an overview about what they do and their resources. And being a former university professor myself, I was really impressed that they have 50 professors in their school that are resources, and all of those professors are specialists in different aspects of government and procedure and policy. When I was a magistrate, I would go to training programs every year that was put on by their branch of the School of Government, where they had experts in criminal law of North Carolina and the courts. So I really appreciate everything that the School of Government does, as well as the League of Municipalities. And those are the people that we depend on getting information and making sure that the procedures that we follow conform to the statutes of North Carolina.
Mr. Mayor, I'm sure town residents noticed a bit of activity this week along 64 4th Street in town with some very large boom trucks doing some work on power lines, and it seems some new lines installed in these big kind of orange coverings there as well. What is going on there?
In our budget for this year, we allocated, I think it's well over $100,000 to replace some main transmission lines, which are made out of copper, which when we put them in many years ago, that was just fine and adequate. But, you know, our power demands have grown, and we needed to upgrade those lines. So the private contractor has been coming in and actually running new upgraded lines that will carry more power and current to different parts of the city. And those orange coverings, that's just a covering to kind of protect the new connections until they get ready to activate them, and they will be removed. We're doing this going out to 64 North, and also I believe we have a plan to upgrade the lines going out toward Horse Cove also. And I checked with Lamar Nix. He thinks that by Christmas, all of that work should be completed.
Mr. Mayor, we've discussed on this program in the past, the new bylaws have been passed to make Highlands more of a Bearwise community in terms of waste management. And I know for commercial trash collection, those new requirements are coming into effect in January, but I understand we're kind of already ahead of the curve on this.
Yes, we are. Some folks might notice that the old dumpsters that we had deployed on Oak Street. They have now been removed. And I appreciate the merchants on that part of town who have worked with us to make this transition. Instead of using those dumpsters, those shared dumpsters for the most part, we now are letting people rent, the commercial businesses rent these bear-resistant toters. And we've deployed those toters now. There are some businesses that have dumpsters, and they'll be constructing containment areas because they'll have multiple toters, and we'll work with the folks on seeing that completed. But there are a few places that had room on their own property to locate the dumpsters, and they'll continue to use those dumpsters as an individual owner. It's kind of interesting. We've discovered in this process that some people were just, or merchants were just using the dumpsters, and they weren't really actually paying that extra fee. And now they will be given a toter, and they can, you know, pay that rental fee. Some people, especially on the corner of 4th and Oak, that dumpster there, almost everybody thought that was just a public dumpster, and we're just throwing garbage there. And yes, we will probably see another fallout from that, and that is the illegal trash dumpsters that throw household garbage into those toters. They will not be there now, and I hope people will cooperate and realize you just can't put your household garbage in the commercial area into dumpsters that are no longer there. So that'll be a challenge that we'll have to face. I know that I want to be working with the county in the coming year to help address this whole issue of household garbage, especially from people who are coming in here doing the short-term rentals. And when they're leaving, where do they put their garbage? It, I'm sure, will continue to be a problem and something that we need to address.
Mr. Mayor, with the Christmas holiday at the end of the month, the town board meeting has been pushed up a week, and that is this Thursday. And I understand there's going to be both some old business and some new business.
That's right. In an election year where we have a transition of leadership, we have the December meeting where the previous board will address old business, and then the new incoming board members will be sworn in, and we will then deal with new business. So under the old business, we'll be hearing an update from Kevin O'Donnell of Nova Energy Consultants concerning issues related to our contract with Duke Energy as a wholesale customer. There's some ongoing issues, some legal issues that we're constantly addressing with our contract and Duke Energy, and he'll give us an update on where we stand there. And then we will also be looking at some procedural items concerning the construction of the new fire department. We're moving as quickly as possible to get that project underway. And here before the new year, we want to address some of those procedural issues with the architectural firm. And then under new business, basically there'll be two items. First, we will have the swearing in of the newly elected commissioners. Mark Haim will be joining us as a new commissioner. He'll be sworn in, as well as Buzz Dotson and Brian Steeler, who were reelected. They'll also be sworn in. And then after that, I will present the proposed list of town committees, which the commissioners will be serving on and working with staff to address different issues. I've actually created a couple of new committees, or added title and a charge to several of our existing committees. I will be looking forward to working with the commissioners in the coming year, dealing with some of these ongoing problems and issues that we need to address in the future. So it'll be a great meeting where we will resolve some of the past business items, and then under the new business, we will start a new board. So I look forward to working with everyone.
Well, on that note, we will end this episode of Ask the Mayor. I thank Mayor Taylor for joining us this morning, and we both wish you a pleasant Sunday.